The Pleasantville Trojans have built their reputation on being a power-running football team. That speaks for itself with their over 1,600 rushing yards through five games. But every once in a while, they change it up with a passing play they call Waggle. Pleasantville wide receivers coach Dylan Daniel is the perfect guy to ask about such a play and describes how it works.
It's a play-action pass, and we'll fake power one way and then roll out the other way and hopefully get a guy to the flat, our fullback to the flat, and our tight end to come across the side from the other side about 10 yards. Our X will do a post corner, try to get the corner's hips turned and then get to the sideline and see if we can get the ball up there, and then a backside post. So it's a pretty simple play, but it's been effective for us.
Now, the Trojans don't throw the ball very often. In fact, through the first five games of the year, they've run a passing play just under 10 times per game. However, this is their most frequently called passing play. Head coach Mac Jorth says that it's a play that would be generally called in an early down situation, but it's especially effective due to their strong running game. With a fake handoff, the goal is to get opposing linebackers to pursue the perceived ball carrier to open up some passing lanes.
The good thing about Waggle is we can call it in any situation, you know, depending how aggressively the defense is hawking our run game, which with the success we have in a run game, usually we'd like to think that would be most often. But we like it since it's a play-action pass, mostly on first and second down. If we've really been having a lot of success with the run game, got a good flow, defense is running hard, then we'll try to go to that play to just give them a little bit of a counter look and sneak out the back door or, you know, take advantage of an over-aggressive couple linebackers running to the football.
While the general goal of every play would be to score a touchdown, the Trojans are usually satisfied if this play is a five-yard gain. But with some of the athletes they have, it has picked up as many as 20 yards per shot. Another beautiful thing about this play is that the blocking is set up so that it can option to a quarterback run if no one is open.
What we'll do is have the quarterback boot out away from the run fake, right? And we have a guard leading the way to give him a little extra protection. And we'll always want to take a quick peek deep to make sure the corner is honoring that deep route by our receiver out on that side. And then we'll come check the flat by the fullback to the crosser by the tight end to the backside post. So it's just kind of the deep to flat to crossers. And we always want to encourage our quarterback, if that's being covered really well, tucking around. We want you to be an option with your legs as well. So that's kind of what we're teaching to look at. And I think Kaler and other quarterback Brendan Aldrich have done a real good job executing that read, executing that play, and feeling very comfortable with what they want to accomplish with that play.
With the frequency at which Pleasantville runs the football, they believe that this play should work just about every single time, and that it usually catches the defense off guard.
As far as our run game, we have a solid run game. We run the ball most of the time, so we expect if we pass it that there's going to be an open guy, just because we're it's a play action and we're kind of catching him off guard. So we would love to complete it close to 100%.
It's a play the Trojan fans can expect to see at least once per game.
You know, one to three times a game doesn't sound like very often, but as little as we pass it, it is the one pass we'll call every game at least once, so it's definitely top on our priority list.
And again, the Trojans are a running team first and foremost, but they feel that this play provides them just enough balance to be successful and to hopefully win a district here this year. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm John Moinkle.